It's the 31st of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedfordshire Police have surpassed their three-year recruitment goal, increasing the number of active officers by over 650. Trevor Roddenhurst, the Chief Constable, said, "People have joined us from all walks of life, which brings different skills and mindsets we need to serve our communities better." Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner Festus Akinbusoi said that part of his motivation for requesting an increase in the council tax precept for police was related to this recruitment drive, adding that now we officially have more officers in Bedfordshire than at any time in history. An initial proposal for land close to Interchange Retail Park in Kempston could lead to the construction of a Lidl supermarket and three new drive-through restaurants. Additional information for the almost 5-hectare development can be found on the Bedford Borough website. One of the UK's longest-serving prisoners, Luton-born Charles Bronson, now known as Charles Salvador, has been denied release in a public hearing at HMP Woodhill in Milton Keynes. Salvador's crimes include theft, hostage-taking and other violent firearm-related criminal activity. Prior to the decision, Mr. Salvador said, "Of the 50 years I have been in prison, I have probably deserved a good 35 of it. I am just a normal geezer wanting to get on with his life." Chums, the Silso Beds-based mental health charity, celebrated its 25th anniversary with a fundraising gala ball that raised more than £28,000. Proceeds will help support the organisation's many services focused around trauma, suicide, anxiety, baby loss and therapy. That's all I have for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.